This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
Hey, Henrik. My name is Jay Nathan. I run a company called Customer Imperative. We focus on B2B SaaS businesses in the $1 to $50 million annual recurring revenue range. And we help them implement customer success strategies so that they can gain, grow, and retain more of their customers on a year-over-year basis.
Jay, how are you involved with user adoption?
So user adoption is a pretty important piece of customer success. And you know, we focus a lot with our clients on the full customer lifecycle as it pertains to how we sell to them, the value proposition that we put in front of them early on from a marketing perspective, and then how we deliver on that on the back end. And in a lot of software, whether it be SMB SaaS or enterprise SaaS type of technologies, adoption of the products actually a lot of times will influence the outcomes that our customers have as a result of using them. So user adoption is a really important part of the process of making sure customers are successful and they get the value out of the solution that they've purchased from us.
Jay, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with user adoption?
Yeah, it's a great question. So in general, I think, you know, we think of customer success as almost change management at scale. You're asking people who have jobs, and again, we focus on B2B mostly, so companies that sell their software to other businesses, and the people within those customers, they have day jobs and they know how to do the things that the processes that they have to do on a repetitive basis. They already are very familiar with the technology that they have, and change is hard for humans. It's just a hard thing to do. So I would say, you know, getting people excited about using a new technology is always a challenge, but we tend to find that that challenge is overcome by really focusing on what's in it for them and making sure to have a clear story around how they're going to benefit from using a new technology platform or using a new business process to do the thing that they need to get done that day. So change management is always a challenge. From a success perspective, you know, where we see the most successful technology companies is where, in terms of user adoption, is where the product team focuses heavily on user adoption and usability. You know, we've probably all been exposed to technology products that are, you know, they look like a database on the front end. They feel like a database. They're not fun to use. But I think more and more as consumers, we expect our B2B technology experience or the technology that we use with our companies, we expect it to feel like the technology we use at home every day and on our phones every day. And so the most successful B2B technology platforms that we've worked with and seen have a product team and a customer success team that are focused on helping customers adopt the product at scale through the technology itself. You don't need a training session. You don't necessarily need to be guided through the product. It's sort of self-evident how to work with it and what to do. It's not always achievable, but what we've found is that if you focus on it, it's more achievable than we might think. And I think it puts a lot of pressure on technology companies, and particularly SaaS businesses, to really focus on not only the core functionality of the system, but how does that functionality manifest itself to the user, and how can the user really, you know, adopt that with as little intervention from a human as possible.
And Jay, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
I think it's easy for us to make the mistake of thinking that we know exactly what our users are trying to accomplish and how they're trying to accomplish it. So my advice, and some of this comes from my background in product management as well, my advice is you have to listen to users. You have to actually watch the users, and it goes beyond just a focus group type setting. Don't ask them what they would do. Actually watch what they do. You use your product or your prototype and understand the context and the setting around around which they're trying to use your product. We are really, really big believers in customer feedback back programs and making sure that we're sort of listening at scale to all of our customers and incorporating that feedback in all processes of the company, whether it be support or services or our implementation and onboarding, or the way we sell or set expectations, or the way the product is developed. So number one piece of advice would be, you know, just really find a way to systematically and consistently listen to your customers and watch what they're trying to do with your product.
Jay, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
We have a pretty extensive blog on our website, customerimperative.com/journal. We call it our journal because we routinely document the things that we're doing and working on there. But yeah, you can learn more there. We're really active on LinkedIn. You can follow me there. My partner, Jeff Brunsbach, is also active and share his information. But user adoption amongst other customer success strategies and technologies and approaches, you can find all of that on our blog. You can also check out our podcast. It's called Gain, Grow, Retain, and you can get it on all the major podcast outlets. And we spend a lot of time talking with customer success leaders, sales, product, engineering, CEOs about the, you know, the different aspects of customer success, including user adoption.
Great. Well, thank you, Jay.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.